WSECU isn't just one of Washington's best credit unions. We're the only credit union to be on the Forbes Best in State list 5 years running. Why? Because we put you first. Lower fees, early paydays, financial guidance, and service second to none. As a member-owned cooperative, we love Washington as much as you do. From the Olympic Mountains to the rolling Palouse. Join us and discover how much we care about your financial well-being. Because what we really do best is invest in you. Stop by, say hi. We're WSECU. Let's credit union.
Hey, everyone, and welcome back to The Stoic Way. I'm your host, Madison Lane, and let's be real, life can feel like a whirlwind sometimes, right? Between work deadlines, family obligations, and trying to maintain some semblance of a social life, it's easy to get caught up in the chaos and forget about one of the most important things. A mental health. Now, I know what you're thinking, Madison, prioritizing my mental health. That sounds like another chore on an already overflowing list. But trust me, taking care of your mind is like giving your car regular maintenance. It keeps everything running smoothly and prevents a major breakdown down the road. So, why should you prioritize your mental health daily? Because, my friends, it's not just about feeling good, it's about living your best life. When your mind is in a healthy state, you're better equipped to handle stress, make sound decisions, build strong relationships, and achieve your goals. It's the foundation for everything else that matters. Think of it like this. You wouldn't neglect your physical health by skipping workouts or eating junk food every day, right? Well, your mental health deserves just as much attention. Okay, let's dive into 5 key takeaways to help you prioritize your mental well-being daily. First up, mindfulness. Ever felt like your mind is racing 1,000 miles an hour, constantly buzzing with thoughts and worries? Mindfulness is all about bringing your awareness to the present moment. It's like hitting the pause button on that mental whirlwind and simply observing your thoughts and feelings without judgment. You can try incorporating short meditation sessions into your day, focusing on your breath or engaging in mindful activities like walking or gardening. Next, cultivate gratitude. When was the last time you really took a moment to appreciate the good things in your life? Practicing gratitude shifts your focus from what you lack to what you have, even the seemingly small things. Make it a habit to write down 3 things you're grateful for each day. It could be anything, a sunny morning, a delicious meal, or simply the comfort of your bed. Remember, a grateful heart is a happy heart. Number 3. Embrace movement. We all know exercise is good for our physical health, but did you know it also does wonders for our mental well-being? Physical activity releases endorphins, which have mood-boosting effects and can help reduce stress and anxiety. Find an activity you enjoy, whether it's dancing, swimming, hiking, or simply taking a brisk walk in nature. Speaking of stress management, let's talk about boundaries. It's okay to say no to things that drain your energy or overwhelm you. Setting healthy boundaries protects your mental space and allows you to focus on what truly matters. This could mean saying no to extra commitments, limiting screen time, or taking breaks throughout the day to recharge. Finally, let's not forget about connection. Humans are social creatures, and we thrive on meaningful relationships. Make time for loved ones, engage in activities that bring you joy, and build a supportive community around you. Remember, you don't have to go through life alone. There are people who care about you and want to be there for you. Okay, so let me paint you a picture. Imagine this. You're at work, juggling deadlines, emails flying in every which direction, and your boss just dropped another last-minute project on your plate. You feel that familiar tightness in your chest, the urge to close yourself off, or maybe even snap at someone. But wait, remember what we talked about. You take a deep breath, remind yourself of those 3 things you're grateful for from this morning: your cozy bed, a delicious breakfast, and that funny cat video that made you laugh. Then, you step away from your desk for 5 minutes to stretch and clear your head. When you return, you feel calmer, more focused, and ready to tackle the rest of the day with a renewed sense of energy. See? It's not about eliminating stress entirely, because let's be real, that's impossible. It's about equipping yourself with tools to manage it effectively so it doesn't control you. Remember, your mental health is an investment, not an expense. By prioritizing it daily, you're investing in a happier, healthier, and more fulfilling life. So, what are you waiting for? Take those first steps today. Try one of these techniques: mindfulness, gratitude, movement, boundaries, or connection, and see how it transforms your day. Share your experiences with me on social media. Let's build a community of support and encouragement together. And remember, if you ever need a little extra guidance, don't hesitate to reach out. Until next time, keep striving for that inner peace and remember, you've got this.
This podcast is powered by AI to bring you daily affirmations and positive vibes. If you're enjoying it, please rate and review to support the show.